Not up to me. For me, I'm even preparing to play, so getting ready for it.
What have they told you, Alex?
Exactly that. You know, no answers yet. Just prepare to play, and we'll see what happens game day.
Going home to San Diego, does that put a little more shine on it? I mean, would you like to?
Yeah, it's always different. You know, I grew up there. I played high school football games there. I played some college games there. So, always fun to go back there and play in that stadium. You know, I grew up going to games there.
You've got one appearance that was not so good with the 49ers.
Yeah, I mean, I played a lot of games there. I played a few games as a Niner there. Played every preseason game down there. Played there quite a few times, yeah.
Andy, 7 of 8 on challenges this year.
Uh-huh.
At this point, you know, when he's reaching for the flag, you feeling pretty good about how it's going to turn out for you guys?
I do. I feel like they have a great setup. You know, I'm not totally sure on how it works. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like what they do have set up, I feel like they make quick decisions, decisive decisions, and have been on top of it. So, no question. That's a tough thing to manage, you know, in the middle of a game. And I do feel like, you know, all the proactive stuff they've done, you know, to kind of set it up the way they have, I feel like they've done a great job.
When you have a situation like that, I mean, it's important to have that kind of confidence in your coach, because he listens to you guys too. Like, I know talking to, like, he'll ask guys, you know, what happened, and it's important.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think he does a good job, though. I mean, it certainly gets emotional down there on the field, and everybody feels like they make the play, you know, and sometimes the camera can show otherwise. So, you know, I think he does a great job of listening and taking in all the information and then making a decision.
What are the pros and cons of playing a half, sitting the whole game out, and staying out of harm's way, or just what are the pros and cons in getting a little action,
yeah,
some action, or no action, or
I mean,
all
I think,
action?
I think the general thing is, if you play, the argument is, yeah, you're staying in rhythm, you're keeping your timing, all that type of stuff, the speed of the game, you're staying used to it. Certainly the negative would be an injury, and vice versa, you know, not playing. Certainly the benefit there is that you're getting healthy and fresh. The downside, you know, the argument against it would be, that you're missing out on some game experience and maybe some rhythm and momentum heading into the playoffs. So certainly those two things. Never been in this position before, and luckily I'm not the one making that decision. So
how was it the last couple of years with the 49ers? You guys needed to keep winning to get a playoff seed? Is that how it was?
Yeah, kept winning, needed to win this week. So never had an entire week like this heading into a game that you really can't change anything.
How important is it, regardless of who's out on the field, to end this season on a high note before the playoffs?
I mean, you're trying to win every single game you possibly can in this league. I mean, you only get 16 of them. These are such rare opportunities. So regardless of who's out there, I mean, we're trying to go out there and win the game. This is a division game. This is a team that's trying to get in the playoffs as well. Certainly a chance for us to get a lot of things done.
Alex, a little bit out of left field here, but you didn't wear a glove the other day.
Uh-huh.
Did the other guy, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, what would it take for you to put a glove on? Is there anything, any conditions you think you could face that would realistically you'd do that?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly wouldn't rule out on anything. I fooled around with it. I've worn it out here in practice before and offhand. I'm fooled around with them on my throwing hand. You know, just depends. Certainly, I haven't had to make that decision yet. I felt good enough in all these games as far as temperature and conditions that I felt good enough not to wear them. So, but no, I don't think there's, I wouldn't certainly ever say never. And I haven't had to, I've had more experience with them this year than I have in a long time, you know, playing out in California. So, don't want to say never. Certainly, a lot of guys are going to them, especially in cold weather.
What about Chase? If he gets a half or, you know, some meaningful time, how important is that to this team and to him? I mean, you've been in that situation too.
Yeah.
Just how important would that be for him to get some meaningful playing time?
I think it's important for everybody, not just Chase. I mean, like I said, these opportunities, come along all the time. You don't know when your next one's going to be. And we're all trying to put – I mean, that's our resume. I mean, your resume is what you go out there and what you show on film. And, so everybody's going to go out there and try to show their best, I mean, regardless of any situation. In regards to position, I mean, I don't care if you're a quarterback, what position you play. When you step out there on the field and everybody's watching, and this is your resume, and you're trying to go out there and play to the best of your abilities and show what you can do. So, whatever happens, I mean, the 11 guys on the field are going to be playing their tail off.
But quarterback's such a precise position with the timing with receivers and things. So how much would he benefit from, and what have you seen in him, even in his scout team role?
I think Chase does a great job. Mm-hmm. Very professional, works extremely hard, preparing himself in, you know, week in and week out. But like I said, I think mm-hmm. everybody, you know, if you haven't had a ton of game experience and then all of a sudden you do, especially regular season, it's a great opportunity. Like I said, not just Chase.
Right.
If he does get it, anybody. You know, only so many guys get to do this. So, and to be able to get that experience is invaluable.
One final little thing. A weird dynamic with this game, too, is the Chargers could come out needing to beat you guys to make the playoffs, or they can find out before kickoff they're out of it. I mean, I think it's going to be a weird atmosphere for this one, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, not thinking about that at all. I mean, that's their deal. They have their own mm-hmm. Scenario. You know, certainly they're going to try and win regardless as well. You know, everybody wants to finish the season on a high note, division game, a lot of rivalry there. So, you know, not thinking necessarily about what their scenario entails. You know, they need to win to try to get in. So
we talked about the – go ahead.
Alex, they supposedly said goodbye to Candlestick last night. Years from now when Christmas Eve and the grandkids ask for memories of your career, what will you tell them about Candlestick?
You know, I got a chance to watch the game last night. You know, it's just such a iconic place. You know, so many great memories, not just football, but all sports, things in culture there that have gone on. So pretty memorable place. I feel like it's such a unique place. I always felt like it had its own weather system there, a unique place to play. And don't know what I'll tell them, but I certainly think it's iconic place. Weird that it won't be there anymore.
Speaking of memories, we talked about this a little bit before you played the Chargers here, but go back, talk about being a Chargers fan, and Stan Humphries was your guy.
Yeah.
Just what are some of your memories of being in the stands as much as the field?
Yeah, you know, when you're a little kid, in the farthest off recesses of your hopes, you know, you dream maybe you could be a quarterback someday, at least for me,
mm-hmm.
and if you ever could get a chance to play in the NFL and to have the opportunity to do it and go back there, you know, I distinctly remember, going to games, watching the Chargers play, watching Stan play, and, to be able to get to do this is, really, really special, and to get to go back there and play, obviously, even that much more special. So.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yep.
Thanks,
guys.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
The folks in, are they?